Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. DJ Frederick's here with you every Saturday evening from 10 to midnight. It's weird referring to yourself in the third person, huh? Well, thanks for tuning in. I've got an archived program of the Radio Thrift Shop this evening. We're going to go way back to 2012 and find out why Jimmy Carter says yes. So come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. It's freeform radio at its finest. It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome to Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop dusts off old 78s. We put 45s back in the groove. We splice the reel-to-reels and even pull a few CDs out of the recycling bin. Well, I have kind of a wild and woolly show planned today. A little bit later, we're going to hear from Flash Frisbone, Corla Pandit, and maybe even Jimmy Carter. We'll see. All right, we're going to get things started off with Peter Gosling and a tune called Peace. Thank you.
This away, Lord, I can't go back home. This away,
Lord, I'm worn.
Monday morning, just about 1 o'clock, that the great Titanic began reeling rock. Then the people began to cry, saying, Lord, I'm going to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they were building the Titanic, they said what they could do. They were going to build a ship that the water could not go through. But God with his mighty hand told to the world it could not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they left England, they were making for the shore. The rich, they declared they would not ride with the poor. So they sent the poor below. They were the first that had to go. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When the people on the ship were a long way from home, with friends all around them, didn't know their time had come. But death came riding by, 1600 had to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down.
How about a little Flatfoot Flugey?
Oh, with the Floyd, Floyd?
Yes, Floyd, Floyd.
Oh, with the Floyd, Floyd.
Oh, well, the one, the two.
A Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd. Floyd, 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 Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd. Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd. Floyd, 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 Floyd. If you're feeling low down and don't know what to do and you want a showdown, here's the only dance for you. The Flatfoot Flugey with the Floyd, Floyd.
The flatfoot blue jay with a fly, fly. The flatfoot blue jay with a fly, fly. Fly, 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 fly.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yada.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yada.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yada.
Badu, badu, down, down. Flatfoot blue jay.
Yada.
Lose that blue thing.
Yada.
Bigfoot blue jay.
Yada.
Badu, badu, down, down.
Bum, 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 driada. Bum, 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 driada. Bum, 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 driada. Da, 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 da.
Flatfoot blue jay with flowing, flowing. 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 Flowing, 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 flowing,
flowing. If you're feeling low down, put on the top side, do the dance, bottle bar. And you want to show down.
Oh,
the
flatfoot blue
jay
with flowing, flowing. Flatfoot blue
jay
with flowing, flowing. Flatfoot blue jay with
Oh, yes. That is Louis Armstrong with the Mills Brothers and the Flatfoot Flugie, first made famous by Slim and Slam. Okay. Before that, from 1924, Ernest Stoneman and the Ballad of the Titanic. The Seekers before that with 500 Miles, and we started the set off with Peter Gosling and a tune called Peace. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, Life in the Lo-Fi Lane. You know, I've been thinking lately, because there's an election upon us here, and we're going to have a choice in November as to who to vote for. And some people think that having two choices is not much of a choice at all. But I had to think back to the last time that I really felt like a man of integrity was in the White House. And I had to go all the way back to my teenage years when Jimmy Carter was the president of the United States. So I thought today I would play a few songs in honor of my favorite president in my lifetime, Jimmy Carter.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes.
Your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the President. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president.
In our age, there is no such thing as keeping out of politics. All issues are political issues, and politics itself is a mass of lies, evasions, folly, hatred, and schizophrenia. George Orwell.
Can government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? Our 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, no, it is possible to run a government without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any state of eruption. Errors and wrongdoing I will make known. I will not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, sure as I am the president. President Jimmy Carter. Can government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? Our 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes.
Brian Dewan with Jimmy Carter Says Yes. Prior to that, we heard Blue Mountain with Jimmy Carter, and we started this set off with Gene Marshall's rendition of Jimmy Carter Says Yes, which was a song poem. I don't have the name of the author in front of me, but he literally sent that into one of those ads in the back of newspapers and magazines that would say, poems wanted, set to music, et cetera, et cetera. Recording contracts possible. yeah, good stuff. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And I want to thank you for listening wherever you might be. Going to launch into some music by Korla Pandit. He was born in September of 1921, but he was born John Roland Redd in St. Louis, Missouri. He was a musician, composer, organist, and television pioneer, and known as the godfather of exotica. He started working for the Central Broadcasting Company on radio in 1938. And in 1939, he actually donned a turban and started performing under the name Juan Rolando. His sister, Frances Redd, was an actress in the film Midnight Shadow in 1939. During the 40s, as Juan Rolando, he played the organ on the Los Angeles radio station KMPC and did a lot of supper lounges and clubs and so forth. And he eventually started calling himself Korla Pandit, I believe, while he was doing the music for the radio series Shandu the Magician. So he was very unusual, and he started recording a television broadcast in the very late 1940s, early 1950s, playing the keyboards, wearing a turban, and not speaking, but just staring at the camera in a very intense way. He had quite the presence that people were literally mesmerized by. So without further ado, here's some music by Korla Pandit.
For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things to be desired are not to be compared unto it. We bring you musical gems from near and far, blended into a pattern of glorious harmony. A program based on the universal language of music, it is our pleasure to present to you Korla Pandit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bandit now closes his treasure chest of musical gems and looks forward to opening it again for you on his next program. If you have a favorite song close to your heart, call a Bandit. We'll try to include it on one of his future programs. If you will please write to him in care of this station.
Amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, endowed with abilities far beyond mere mortal radio entertainers, such as the unerring ability to break format, mispronounce the name of the major sponsor, not to mention the name of the president.
Jimmy Carter.
Flash Frisbone, who last month received the largest severance pay ever awarded for a jock for not even saying one word on the air, $4,616.96 from KBOX K-Bucks. As we join our hero this month, he is staring at his severance paycheck, still stunned, and he has been told there's a collect call for him. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, this is the operator.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have a collect satellite call for Mr. Flash Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Will you accept the satellite charges?
Oh, sure. Wow, I got enough money not to sweat a phone call. Boy, I'm going to get out of radio. Maybe start that waterbed store at last.
Hello? Hello? Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Whatever, son. Say, this is Benson Berner over in Savannah, son.
Benson Berner? You mean Ben Berner, the owner of the Savannah ball team?
Yes, and the yacht. Oh,
say, too bad about that race.
Oh, think nothing of it, son. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling is because I've got a job for you down here in sunny Georgia.
Well, Mr. Berner, I don't really need a job. I got some money and,
But, son, we need you down here in Georgia. We're starting a new network. CWN, I call it.
CWN?
Yeah. Got the idea for it when I was on vacation up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Heard this station up in Manitoba. See, it was all weather.
That was me.
And they played music that was about the forecast.
That was me.
Yeah, and I really, really liked it, son.
That was me.
Well, yeah, I got your name from Billboard. See, I got the ad right here. It says here, says you do everything.
Yeah, they give me a rate on that ad. I run it every week.
Well, son, we need you. Come to Savannah. Would you come?
Sure, I guess, but I really don't need to. See, I'm going into the waterbed store business.
Later, son, later. Listen, I'm sorry to call you collect, but I wasn't sure if I'd get you, you know. I called 15 stations already today before I found the right one.
No problem. I got money.
Well, listen, I'll see you in Savannah, son.
Okay, I see ya.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is the operator. Are you through, Mr. Frisbone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, send the bill to me at CWN in Savannah.
Okay, Mr. Frisbone, the bill comes to $4,614.85.
What?
Well, Mr. Frisbone, satellite time is expensive, especially since they lost SATCOM 3.
Oh.
We'll send you the bill. Have a nice day.
Bye.
And so, with $2.11 to his name, our hero journeys to sunny and beautiful Georgia, the studios of CWN, and the offices of Benson E. Berner.
Well, son, this is where history's gonna be made. The Cable Weather Network. 24-hour-a-day weather on TV.
It didn't work on the radio.
Of course not, son. Folks want to see the maps.
I don't see the maps. Where are the maps?
Oh, they're not here yet, son. They're on back order. Hey, I hope they'd be here for tomorrow's inauguration, but they just didn't arrive yet.
Oh, who else works here?
Well, son, I've hired the best weather names in the business.
Uh-huh.
Names like Dr. Frank Field and Storm Field.
Ooh.
And Valerie Voss, Ward Allen and Albert. and George Grafus, wow, just to name a few.
Whew.
All the big weather names.
Ooh, gosh. Where are they?
Well, they haven't arrived yet.
Huh?
We're still negotiating. Uh-huh. Anyway, we sign on tomorrow, and that's why I need you.
Oh, for a weathercaster.
Well, no, son. Not exactly. You see, the audio equipment didn't all come in.
Audio equipment?
Right, and we need a thousand cycle tone.
Thousand cycle tone?
You know, ooh.
Ooh?
That's right. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh.
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 No, a little higher.
Ooh.
A little higher.
Ooh.
That's it, that's it. Now, what I want you to do, Frisbone, is to stand behind that test pattern over there, son.
Yeah.
And just go, ooh.
Ooh.
No,
ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, like that. Okay, now just go over there behind the test pattern and go, ooh. And, but keep it regular. You know, a little more regular. That's it, son. Now, don't let up. Don't let up. You just stay there and do that, and I'll go in and turn on the transmitter, and we'll begin transmitting. Now, just keep it up, son. That's good, son. That's good. Just keep a little more regular, son.
Well, is our hero going to make it? Will he keep a steady tone going? Will he make it without breaking format? Will he get a date with Valerie Voss? And what about Elma Gluck? Tune in next month and find out as we bring you another episode of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Try and keep it a little more regular, son. A little more regular.
All right. Thank you, Gary Bourgeois, inventor of Flash Frisbone. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening, especially on Radio Free Kansas. I hope you're all doing well. And I'd love to hear some feedback from you. My email address is fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. And I'd be happy to hear from you. Okay, we're going to hear some music released on the Riverman label from Korea. It's American artists from basically the 1960s and 70s and early 80s who recorded privately pressed LPs that were really never circulated, never saw the light of day. And if you can find a copy of them now, or probably, yes, in your local thrift shop, way down in the bin where nobody looks. So we're going to start off with Bill Madison and Sunshine Cowboy.
Out, he stalked out, and then he blew his lid. The belly knew all that he'd hid. Lady Godiva, you know she's naked on some horse, and she proclaims in jest, you know the world seems rather but the sunshine cowboy, you know it never gets mad. You come on too heavy and he just extends his hand. Six shooter saloon, you got no backs down towards the door. Blackjack and whiskey, well he knows the score. Setting up the bar with a little coke, ginger ale. Slick-eyed gambler, you know he knows that he cannot fail. 'Cause he's the sunshine cowboy and never gets mad. He mark too heavy, and he just extends his hand. July sun, high noon, I said, well, praise be the Lord, getting it together. You know, that's just about all he can afford. He told me what he's missing, and I hope I got it straight, 'cause he got in all he could, and then he left on an early freight.
Don't let nothing Ronald Reagan. Last year, the contributions of 16 million Americans to the Crusade for Freedom made possible the World Freedom Bell, symbol of hope and freedom to the communist-dominated peoples of Eastern Europe, and built this powerful 135,000-watt Radio Free Europe transmitter in Western Germany. This station daily pierces the Iron Curtain with the truth, answering the lies of the Kremlin and bringing a message of hope to millions trapped behind the Iron Curtain. Grateful letters from listeners smuggled past the secret police express thanks to Radio Free Europe for identifying communist quislings and informers by name. The Crusade for Freedom is your chance and mine to fight communism. Join now by sending your contributions to General Clay, Crusade for Freedom, Empire State Building, New York City. Or join in your local community.
Absolutely. I'd do anything Ronald Reagan told me to do. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We heard Collie Ryan with Owl of Winter Fortnight, The Farm Band, Keep Your Head Up High, and Bill Madison, Sunshine Cowboy. I'd like to say thank you for listening to everybody. Or thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back next week when we'll open the thrift shop again and hunt for old curios, 78s, 45s, LPs, mini discs, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, wire recordings, compact discs, and psychotronic transfers. Wherever you are, take care of yourself. Take good care of those you love. Take good care of your community.